This is
Blog
Religion Talk Meets
Radio.
This is Religion Meets Alive. I'm your host for today, Joseph Muhammad, the son of Alpha Muhammad, and I'll be switching it over to our great Imam, Mubashir Upta. Brother Imam?
Brother Joseph, you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, assalamu alaikum, Brother Joseph. How you doing, little brother?
Good.
Good. Thank you very kindly, Brother Joseph, for being with me today. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good beloved people, assalamu alaikum. Welcome again to Religion Mean Align, the ministry of Imam Alpha Muhammad, a new mind for El-Islam and America and for the whole world behind the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. I'd like to greet you once again with the greetings of all of the prophets, from Adam to Muhammad, the last of the prophets. Of peace be unto you, of assalamu alaikum. As usual, we like to begin with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I openly bear witness and testify to the whole world that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone. And when we say God, we're talking about the Creator, the one that created the sun, the moon, stars, the heavens and the earth, and everything in between. We have been tremendously blessed by the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad to come into the right perception of the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. And we refer to that great one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the name of God in our holy book, the Quran. His proper name in our holy book is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified. You see, we see him as the creator of all life forms. He is the one that created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and everything in between. You know, we use the noun pronoun, he. When we say that about God, we are not really talking about a human being. He uses that terminology to include, like the Imam said, when a king rules over his kingdom, he includes everyone in it. But when God includes us into his plan and his strategy, he don't need no help. But he created this whole world for the mercy and the use and the benefit of the human being. So that one that created and was the first, God is the first source. And he is the creator of all other things that come into existence. Dear beloved people, there's only two things, the creator and his creation. And we are, the highest form of God's creation is the human creation. And we thank Almighty God for blessing us to be born human beings of all races and nationalities. We praise him and we glorify him and we forever give thanks to him for giving us human beings to guide a human being. We find that when God sends messengers and prophets and warners for men and women, that's a mercy for us because God is showing us that he have created the human being to be the vicegerent or the caliph over his creation. And God do not make any mistakes. And the one that we worship and bow down to, he has no mother, no father, no sister, no brother, no aunts, and no uncles. There's no one sitting in heaven on the right-hand throne of God assisting him and giving him advice on how and what must be done to correct the misguided humanity when it goes astray. No, he needs no help. God don't need no help. We are the ones that need his help. So we praise that one that created us for everything else in existence. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. We bear witness that Muhammad the prophet is the last of the prophets. He belonged to the brotherhood of prophets, the brotherhood of prophets. That started from Adam all the way up to Abraham. And then Muhammad the prophet was the one that completed the house that Abraham built, him and his son Ishmael. And sometime later on we'll talk about that house. So we praise God, we give praise to God, and we thank God. And I greet you once again, peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum. Today is the day of message of concern. So we thank Imam Alpha Muhammad, I do, for allowing me to have a chance to speak on this subject, a message of concern by Imam W.D. Muhammad. So if you want to take time right now to go and inform your friends, your husband, your wives, your sisters, your brothers, your nieces and nephew, and your neighbors, tell them to pick up the phone, whether it be a house phone or cell phone, and dial this number, 805-727-7013. 805-727-7013. And join in with us on Imam Alpha Muhammad Ministry. Religion means a line, a new mind for Islam in America and for the whole world behind the leadership of Imam Muhammad B. Muhammad. As usually when I start out speaking on this subject, a message of concern, but I beloved lead Imam Muhammad, I like to read directly what the Imam has said about a message of concern. And it reads like this. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Out of respect for man's creator, a message of concern by Imam W.D. Muhammad. What would happen if people were sending churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man, the savior of the world before them? What would this do to the minds of the world's children? What would happen to the world's children putting a figure of a particular race that's then pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men? The Imam goes to our holy book, the Quran, and this reads from Surah 3, verse 64. And it says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we wish none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim, bound to God's will. The Imam says, civilized nation should want their religion be also civilized. Civilized nation should want that their religion be also civilized. And he goes back to our holy book, the Quran, where it's read, false wishing is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men. Mortals from the mortal, he, Allah, created. This is a powerful message that we believe that no matter what level of life you're on, if you're a human being and you belong to any religion, and if your religion is sensitizing you to wish of a God that did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, then I believe that you should take another look at that. Because religion being alive, as Imam Alpha Muhammad is pointing out on this program that God bless him to put on the airway. Religion means alive. Religion means alive. And religion, when you come up alive in religion, you can sing that song like this. I used to hear the people in the church, St. John Baptist Church down in North Carolina, down in North Carolina, where I went to church at Sunday school, St. John Baptist Church. They used to sing a song because they seen themselves coming alive in the Word of God. And they say, I looked at my hands, and my hands were beautiful. Say, I looked at my feet. And they was too. But we can go a little past that now that we have the proper understanding of the religion that God have given for all humanity, the common religion, and that is the religion of Islam that all the prophets taught. And when we say we look at our hands and our hands were new, and we look at our feet and the feet were too, we can also say that we look at our minds are new. And we also can say we look at our heart, and it is too. Because when you get the right word, the proper perception of God, you become a new person, a new human being. The Christians say a born-again Christian, we say we become a born-again Muslim. So I like to start off reading something from our beloved leader, Imam Muwafiq Muhammad, and it's talking about something that I think that is beneficial to all religious people, no matter what religion you belong to. You know, when in this world of competitiveness, he now said the only freedom that you have in America is the freedom to really compete. And that's what it's all about. God blessed the human being to be a competitive creature. So when we hear the Christians say, they say, well, our religion, Christianity is the religion that offers a salvation to the human race or the human being. The Jews say their religion offers salvation. And we say as Muslims that our religion, Al-Islam, offers salvation that the heart, the mind, and the soul is longing for. I'm a descendant of slaves that was brought here from Africa and put into slavery by people that say that they were Christians and that they were following the way of Jesus Christ, who we all accept as a prophet of God. They accept Jesus as being God and even the Son of God. So we know that that's a difference right there between our religion on that particular situation of how we see God. So I want to share with you a word from our leader, Imam Wafidi Muhammad, in addressing us at Jacob Javits Center. That was in the 80s, I think. And he brought to us, he said, we need an African-American Genesis. And when we read about Genesis, we know Genesis is mostly referring to a beginning. So we may have recognized and was blessed by God to see that the religion that was imposed on us, I have to use that word, terminology, imposed, because it was. Because when we now come into the correct understanding of our situation as a people here in these great United States of America and what happened to us, how it happened to us and when it happened to us, and the reason why it happened to us, then you can become comfortable in your heart, your mind, and soul when you really know the truth. Because Christ Jesus, peace be upon the prophet, he said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. So that's what we stand upon. We stand upon that truth that has been brought to us by our beloved leader, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, Imam Wafidi Muhammad, the truth that all the prophets of God brought when they, in that particular time and in that particular situation, they brought the same truth that Imam Wafidi Muhammad was best to see and understand that is in Scripture. What Scripture I'm talking about? The Old Testament, the New Testament, and our holy book, the Quran. So I'd like to read through something where Imam said, clarifying misconception. And that was one of the first things he did when he took over the leadership from his father. He began to clean up the misconception that we had even been given by people that supposed to be learning in religion of Islam. We were given As-salamu alaykum.
Doesn't Mubashir?
Can you hear me now, Joseph?
Can we hear you?
You can hear me? Yeah, I know we had a little technical difficulty just a while ago.
Yes, we did.
But, so I'm on now?
Yes, you are on.
Okay, well, welcome back to Religion Mean Alive, Imam Alpha Muhammad Ministry, A New Mind for El-Islam in America and for the whole world. Dear beloved people, we was dealing with a message of concern, and this is a very important segment of the show, and I want to thank you, Imam Alpha Muhammad, for giving me the opportunity to be able to speak to you concerning this message of concern. I don't know what happened. We had a little technical difficulty, but praise be to Allah. We're never without God's help. God's help is always near, and God say he is as close to us as our jugular vein. And when he called, he hears. But he also says to us that when he called on us, that we should hear him. And many people don't think that God can actually talk to them, because we have been trained to believe that you have to be a special person, that God is only concerned with certain people, and they have convinced you and sensitized you to believe that in order to get help from God on the level of religious understanding, you have to be someone like an angel. You have to be an angel. You do have to be a good person. And you do have to be a person that has the love of God in them. And you have to have the love of God's creation in you. And that is all of God's creation. Because as human beings, we have been blessed to see and understand through a wise leader that was blessed to be born from among us, Imam Wafidi Muhammad. And Imam Wafidi Muhammad has shared with us much of the understanding, the insight, and the wisdom that Almighty God blessed him with. He is the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, who was the leader of the famous nation of Islam. You know, when we, who was a part of the nation of Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad, God blessed something to happen, because a son was born from among those two, a leader. The people that were with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that started out with him in the 1930s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 60s and the 70s, mainly. It was those people that God blessed to take a position that a son was going to be born from Sister Clara Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad, and he was going to be the main one that helped us in the religion to better understand the book that God revealed to the prophet, Prophet Muhammad, 1,433 years ago. So we believe that that one is Imam Wafidi Muhammad. So if we look at the history that was taking place, I have a problem with my phone. When we see that history unfolding, can you hear me, Joseph? As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Oh, man. Can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum. Joseph? Can you? Can you hear me, Joseph? Can you hear me, Joseph? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
What happened, Joe?
What? Wait, you can't hear you?
Yeah.
We're live, right?
I'm live. I'm trying to make contact. I ain't hearing nobody on my end.
I'm here, brother, ma'am. I'm here.
Hold on a minute. They locked it up.
What's going on?
Am
live.
I being heard now? Okay,
yes,
I'm live. Okay,
heard.
Thank you.
It's live.
Okay, I'm going to continue with my talk then. Okay?
If it's not live, just keep on talking because we might be live.
Okay, keep talking. Okay,
I'll keep
talking. I'll give a lot of people, please forgive us for the little difficulty there. I want to get back to the leadership that God blessed us with to give us the right perception of religion. Because we're living in a world, in a society, where there's many a religion. America is such a great country because it allows the people from around the world, no matter where you are, you can come to America and express your belief system, whatever you believe in. America offers the opportunity of freedom of religion more than any particular nation or country on the face of the planet Earth. But we have been educated. A lot of knowledge has come into the world concerning religion, and especially the religion of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Those are the outstanding religion that gave birth to this country, the United States of America. And we believe that in looking at the development and growth of America and how America came into the world by those people that came from what they call the old world to the new world to establish the first destiny that they were striving for is freedom of religion and things. The other things follow that. But the main thing was for the freedom of religion. Now, we, the African-American descendants of slaves, we are the only people that was born. Those of us that was born on the shores of America from the people that were brought from Africa and denied to be bring their baggage with them, their suitcase with them. And when I say their baggage and their suitcase, I mean when we didn't have a chance to pack our culture, our language, our tradition, and most of all, our God concept. We was abruptly snatched up out of Africa and brought to what they call the New World. And the process was began to be meted out to us by the hands of the European slave masters. And they began to take away, generation after generation, the knowledge of us as a people, of how we was living in Africa before we was brought here to the America. And we lost our culture, our tradition, our language, and most of all, we lost the knowledge of the God that our ancestors was worshiping in Africa before they was brought here to the United States of America. But God mercy, one true God whose proper name is Allah, but kind of wants Allah, highly praised and glorified is He. God is always present. He's never absent. And he said, there's not a leaf that falls from the tree
that he's not aware. God is the one that has been around for all periods of time because he's the creator. He's the one that created the world and everything in it. The one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens and the earth and everything in between. That's the one that intervened in the life of the African American descendants of slaves here in America. So we thank Almighty God for connecting us back to our original selves that we was before we was abruptly snatched up out of the land of Africa and brought to America to make slave burials or to another people. Now, you know, in order to talk about a situation like our situation, we have people that wants to tend to tell us that we don't need to hear that. That's over with. No, it's not over with. It's not over with in a big way. Now, what is over with is that they put us in physical chains. Yeah, we don't see the physical change on our arms and our legs and our neck like we've seen pictures of our ancestors being led to the auction block to be sold like animals, cows and chicken and goats and everything else. No, we're not in that kind of a slavery with those kind of instruments that helped us physically in intact. But they had a scheme that was worked on us that is still have us in slavery more so now than it was when we were in physical slavery. You say, well, what kind of slavery is that? They have us in a mental, a moral, and spiritual slavery. That's what has happened to the African in America, descendants of slaves. Most of our people is in such a slave entrapment that the scheme is so diabolical and so hidden from them, and at the same time right in their eyes. But being that they have been made mentally and morally and intellectually dead, they can't even see that they are still in slavery, and this slavery that they are in is in the worst form of slavery. Why do I say that? Because Almighty God said false wishing is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only man, mortal from the mortal he, Allah, created. You know, we always complaining about how the white man is oppressing us, keeping us down. But we can't see that the real enslavement is not the movement of our physical body through the earth. We can get on the train, the plane, just like he can or any other race of people can, and go where mostly we want to go. But when it comes to our mind, when it comes to our spirit, when it comes to our rational mind and logical mind, we are still in the worst form of slavery than any people have in the whole world. Because we have been put to sleep. We have been so taken away in our mind and given an idea that has been so impressive. Oppressive on our minds and our soul that most of us are scared to deal with. And one of the biggest enslavement that has been put on us is the wrong perception of God. It's the wrong perception of the one that created you, the one that created the white man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man, and the white man. So we hope that we can help you by sharing with you through the ministry of Imam Alpha Muhammad, religion in a line, a new mind for El Islam in America and for the whole world behind the leadership of Imam Wahda Din Muhammad, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, as I was saying earlier, the one that was born from among us that we believe that he was the one that the man who started this, Lord Muhammad, when he told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Sister Clara Muhammad, said, you're going to have a son. And when he's born, raise him and let him help us in our work. Now, what work were they talking about? To establish the African-American people up back into their original selves, to give them insight, to give them knowledge and wisdom of how to look and perceive themselves in the world and how to reach the goal that God intended for every son and daughter of Adam to reach. And that is our divine destiny. as human beings in the world and in a country called the United States of America. So I want to clarify something. I was starting off earlier reading from the Genesis, an African-American Genesis by Imam Walter D. Muhammad. And Imam said, clarifying misconception. Clarifying misconception. Because it has been misconception that have came through the scripture, especially the New Testament and the Old Testament, and a lot of misconception that came through the religion of Islam that was presented to the African American descendants of slaves in the United States of America that have caused us to be messed up right now. So I want you to listen, please. If we got disconnected earlier, but I want to give you the number again that you can inform your friends, your relatives to tune in by calling this number, 805-727-7013, 805-727-7013, and you will be listening to Religion Mean a Lie, the ministry of Imam Alpha Muhammad, a new mind for Islam in America and for the whole world, behind the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. I am the co-host, and I have the host with me tonight, Imam Alpha Muhammad's young son, Joseph Muhammad, a brilliant young brother who is coming up in the footsteps of his father to help in this magnificent work that is to be done among the African-American descendants of slaves, and not just only us, but for the whole world. And I pray to Almighty God, Allah bless Brother Joseph and Brother Alpha Muhammad II to be a good aid and help to their father and their mother in bringing about a new mind for Islam in America and for the whole world behind the leadership of Imam Walter D. Muhammad. So I want to read something to you from our leader, Imam Walter D. Muhammad. The Imam said, realizing that much of what has been presented recently by the media concerning the religion of Islam and its adherents has been misrepresented, Imam said, I feel it necessary to begin with a brief presentation regarding some aspects of our religion. This is directed especially at those who are not acquainted with the religion of Islam. We want all Americans to understand the Muslim position. We want peace with those whom we must live and work so that all of us can realize a greater future for ourselves in this country. We want all Americans to know and feel comfortable with us. It should be understood that the concerns I am addressing in our religion are also precious concerns for Jews and Christians. Imam Muhammad says, I have great hopes for the progress of Islam in this country because I know that people are by and large motivated towards good and not toward wrong. I am also aware that the true principle, the true spirit, the true life of the American people has room for Muslims and for the Muslim community. This country accommodate Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, and others. Imam said, a country that has accommodated all of these people with their various ideas of God and life convinced me that it can also accommodate Muslims. But the Muslim must be, listen, dear brother, Muslim brothers and sisters, the Imam said, but the Muslim must be as serious about living their life as others have been about living there, particularly those who have made their life livable here in America. To wear the name Muslim, Imam Muhammad said, to wear the name Muslim and not have the knowledge of Muslim life is to put yourself in the position to be deceived by the impostors, by the hypocrites, by those who profess to be Muslim, but who have other designs on the people they try to influence. And that people we believe more than any other people is the African Americans, descendants of slaves that became Muslims here on the shores of the United States of America. When you look at our history from the Nation of Islam until
the leadership of Imam Walter D. Muhammad, we have been struggling. But God has been with us, and God is with us right now to bring about the desire that was in the heart of Al-Ahmadiyya Muhammad, Sister Clara Muhammad, and all of those honorable, noble men and women that were called FOIs and MGG, and even the African-American men and women that did not convert to Islam, but they sympathized with us because they seen a movement that spoke for their heart and their soul yearning too, through the leadership of the Nation of Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, we know that there's another Nation of Islam, and I have to say this, that is led by Minister Farrakhan. That's not the Nation of Islam of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's the Nation of Islam of Minister Farrakhan. Minister Farrakhan was the national spokesman at one time for the Nation of Islam that was headed by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the one that Malcolm X was the national spokesman for. That is the original Nation of Islam. There's two Nations of Islam. That Nation of Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the Nation of Islam that God brought out of the darkness, stage by stage, into the light. We were the Nation of Islam that was born in innocence, integrity. And out of the innocent integrity of our heart and soul, guided by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his wife, and all of those honorable, noble men and women, FOI, MGT, and those people that are concerned about our betterment as an African-American people that was kept supporting outside of the Nation of Islam, but they still was a heart and soul were with the Nation of Islam. God blessed us to be born from ignorance into enlightenment. That's the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam under Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Integrity, intellect, intelligence, to come into the real understanding of the correct understanding of the religion that God designed for all human beings. Imam W.D. Muhammad is the one that God blessed to bring the right perception of the religion of Islam, not only to us that was in the Nation of Islam, but to the whole Muslim world. That's why they called him the American Imam here in America, because this big Christian nation recognized and seen the struggle that we as Muslims that converted from Christianity to Islam under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, how God grew us up stage by stage into the out of the darkness and to the light, how he purified our hearts and our soul through the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching, and not to drink, not to smoke, not to be corrupt, but to be decent men and women. And holding on to that in our hearts and soul, many of those followers is the strong supporters of Imam Walter D. Muhammad when he began to teach us and show us the mistake that was made in the religion of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam that this world has been presented from people that came out of the East, the old world, that say they was bringing the religion from that old world to this new world to start a new world. But they had gone astray in Christianity, they had gone astray in Judaism, and they had gone astray in the religion of Islam. And it was the son of Elijah Muhammad, a descendant of slaves, whose people was born and kidnapped and brought to this country, not willingly, unwillingly, and tricked to believe that they was coming here to have a better life than they were having in Africa. And when they got here, the real truth was revealed by the one that enslaved them, exactly what they brought them here for and what they was intended to do with them. But praise be to Almighty God, the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything else in between, whose proper name in our holy book is Al-Islam. So the Imam said, the new convert to Al-Islam in America has to be especially aware of the imposter who stands up in the name of Al-Islam. And that's what we are being flooded with on the news and around the world. We are seeing people that are imposters in this great religion called Al-Islam.
that God had purified through the leadership of Muhammad the Prophet 1,433 years ago. These people, when we see all of that craziness going on in the Muslim world, Muslim killing Muslim, Muslim blowing up houses of worship, they call themselves a Muslim. That's why the Imam said a new convert to Islam in America has to be especially aware of the imposters who stands up in the name of Islam. See, these people stands up in the name of Islam, and just because they bring, just because someone put out a book and make nasty accusation about Muhammad the Prophet, the last of the prophets, you see what happened over there. They go wild. They become like animals. They become like beasts in the field, preying on the innocent. They ain't got nothing to do with that. Killing the elders, burning down houses, and poisoning the water, and everything that Muhammad the Prophet say not to do, that's what they do in the name of Islam, the imposter. The imposter. So God have given them an example to see how the religion of Islam started with Muhammad the Prophet and how it was completed with Muhammad the Prophet. And the completion of this religion, God said he gives it to the whole world, not just the Muslim. He told Muhammad the Prophet to tell the whole world that every son and daughter of Adam is born Muslim. And that's your true nature. That's your true nature. That's the nature that was Jesus Christ, Moses, Abraham, Muhammad, all of the prophets. They was Muslim. They was not imposter. They was the real deal. And God gave us one that was not an imposter. Imam David Imam. Imam Muhammad is the first Muslim that is born on the soil of America, whether you believe it or not. We know that there are many Muslims that come from the whole world that have the knowledge of religion and Islam, but no, they have long ago lost the right perception, the true understanding of the book called the Quran that was given to Muhammad the Prophet, or revealed to Muhammad the Prophet, who was born in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, 1,433 years ago. That Muslim world over there in the Middle East, the Far East, they have long ago lost the guidance. God took it away from them because they refused to obey God's way, just like the Jews. When God took the religion from the Jews and gave it to the Christian, because the Jews were disobeying God and fighting Moses all the way, the same thing happened to Muhammad the Prophet. Don't you know the same thing has happened to the one that God blessed to bring this religion to America, the new world of Islam, Imam Muhammad Muhammad? But as it was with Moses, there was a small segment of people that never disobeyed Moses. They never strayed from the guidance of Moses, and they was delivered. So it was with Muhammad the Prophet, and so it is in this day and time with Imam Muhammad Muhammad. There's a group of us. And Imam Alpha Muhammad represents that group. The religion means a light, a new mind for Islam in America and for the whole world. We represent that group because I'm in that group with Imam Alpha Muhammad, Brother Bill Muhammad, who will be with us tomorrow. He's in that group with Imam Alpha Muhammad and many more that is joining on as they hear and listen to the direction that God has blessed Imam Alpha Muhammad to hold on to strive for, behind the leadership of Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad. So I want to continue. The Imam said, if a person is true to his commitment as a Muslim and make pilgrimage to Mecca, he sees and learns the reality of this religion. When that person returns to America, he knows that Muslims are not all black, but all racist. You cannot be a racist and call yourself a Muslim. I hope Minister Farrakhan and those innocent people with him hear that. Islam don't have no room for people calling themselves black God and calling the white man and others that don't believe that way out of their name. We are insulting our intelligence and our dignity. Because the movement that the Arm of the Light Muhammad began, it started in darkness, but a great light came out of that in the heart and the soul of the one that we all know that was taught to us that was going to be the leader. the leaders of the community that followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Clara Muhammad, that were called the Nation of Islam. We knew that one who was going to come and be the leader, and that is Imam Wahid D. Muhammad. That is known in the hearts and the mind of the sincere, true followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Imam said, one of the nations with the greatest history for man is a white nation. Listen to this. I have to say this right quick. We were taught that Farah Muhammad's father was a black man and his mother was a white woman. And we was taught at the same time that all white people was the devil, the born and the unborn. And Farah's mama was a white woman, an Indian. Huh? So listen to this here. The email said, one of the nations with the greatest history for man is a white nation. And it is almost 100% Muslim. You hear that? Do you hear that? But who would tell you about it? The one that I'm reading about, Imam Wahid D. Muhammad, is the one that told us about this here truth. He said, most readers of this book have heard of the nation called Turkey. The Turkish people are white. I hope Minister Farrakhan and all of those brothers and sisters that is lost and been misguided and given misunderstanding of what a Muslim is. The Imam said the Turkish people are white, and they are Muslim. There are also many Muslims in Yugoslavia, Albania, Romania, Czechoslovakia. I think they changed some of the names of these countries by now, in this day and time. The Imam said there are many Muslims in what we call the white continent of Europe and Eurasia. People should not be fooled into thinking that to be a Muslim is to be something small or in something limited to one race. Islam is the religion that has more people who are dependents of God from the different nations and races than any other religion. 50% of the people of Africa are Muslim. Practically all the people of Indonesia are Muslim, and they number into the hundreds of millions. Many Americans are not aware that many Indian people are Muslim. And the Farah Muhammad was from India. That's where he's from. They called it Pakistan now, but it was called India when he came over here from that country. The email said many Americans are not aware that many Indian people are Muslim. And the Muslims among them include more than just the Pakistanians. There are over 160 Muslims in India alone. Don't think that every Indian person who comes to America who is not a Pakistanian is not a Muslim. There are many Muslims in China, and not only in what we call Democratic China, but also in the Republic of China. And don't think that all Russians are atheists. Many people who live in Russia believe in God, and among those are millions of Muslims. Al-Islam is not a religion for any one race. It is a religion for all people. This is the leader that God blessed to be born, the son of Elijah and Clara Muhammad, born from a people who was shut out from every quarter of this American society because they believe in the holy book that they call the Bible. And some of them try to justify in reading the Bible and their misunderstanding without religious guidance and spiritual guidance by learned people. And there were many, many learned people that knew the truth about Al-Islam because they have the history how Al-Islam spread it in what they call the old world from Mecca through the leadership of Muhammad the Prophet and all of those honorable, noble men and women that were called his Sahaba, his friends and followers. And God said, reflect and look at those and study the past and see what was the end of those going on before you. The end of those that have gone on before us is we can read about many of them in what we call scripture. Much of the religious scripture that you read is talking about the history of a people, especially the Jewish people in the Bible.
And we also admit they're mentioned in the Quran. And the people of Moses, and the people of Jesus, and the people of Abraham, and the people of Muhammad, all of them is in Scripture. So Imam Muhammad said, El Islam for the God fearing. Listen to this, please. El Islam for the God fearing. Imam said, El Islam is religion for people who want to be clean and upright. Do you hear that? I'm talking to the Christian, the Jews, and the Muslim that has been given misunderstanding and a wrong perception and idea of what this great religion of El Islam is about. Imam said, El Islam is a religion for people who want to be clean and upright. It is a religion for the God friend, for people who believe in God, his messengers, his angels, and the revelations. The books that came by way of the prophet and the judgment. This is a religion for people who believe that you cannot escape justice. If you find people who claim to be of this religion telling you, well, anything you can't prove, it doesn't exist. We have people like that in Christianity, Judaism, and in El Islam. They'll say, well, anything you can't prove, it doesn't exist. If it's not real in my eyes, it doesn't exist. How many people have you came across like that, brothers and sisters, when you are trying to present to them the best way of life that God has established for all human beings through all the prophets, from Adam to Muhammad down to the last Muhammad the prophet, and that is the religion of El Islam. The Imam says such people are atheists, materialists. Do you hear that? People that think like that, whether you call yourself a Christian, a Jew, or a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Hindu, if you think like that, the Imam says such people are atheists, materialists. They are not believers, nor are they of the Muslim. They are liars if they say they are Muslim. They are claiming something that they cannot establish. This religion is for people who believe in a promise that God has made to them, a promise that they themselves cannot completely grasp with their vision. You just have to believe. There's only one way for the Muslim. Listen, brothers and sisters, they say you're Muslim here in the United States of America. They say there's only, and around the world, the Imam said there's only one way for the Muslim. That is to be right. You hear that? This is the leader, Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. This is the one that Imam Alpha Muhammad, myself, Mubashir Akhtar, Brother Bill Muhammad, Brother Abdul Shakur, all of us, we have joined together to promote this here idea that the Imam is bringing about this great religion that is called El Islam, and we're called El Islam by the one that created the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. One God, one humanity, one human family. False wishing is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only man. Mortals from the mortals, he Allah created. Say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we wish of none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we are at least a Muslim, bound to God's will. The Imam said, well, those people that say, well, anything you can't prove, it doesn't exist. If it's not real in my eyes, it doesn't exist. The Imam said, such people are atheists, materialists. They are not believers, nor are they of the Muslim. They are liars if they say they are Muslim. They are claiming something that they cannot establish. This religion is for people who believe in the promise that God has made to them, a promise that they themselves cannot completely grasp with their vision. You just have to believe. Imam Muhammad said there is only one way for the Muslim, and that is to be right. If you are not ready to uphold what is right, to be clean, to be honest in your heart, then you are not wanted in the Muslim community. I got to read this again, especially those people over there pretending to follow Muhammad the prophet, the seal of the prophet, the model example for all humans, and just because they show you a picture that you ain't never seen before, you never seen the picture of Muhammad. You're following in the footsteps of the Christian that I made a picture of Jesus Christ and say this is God and the Son of God. They never seen Jesus Christ. There's no human being living in this dying time that ever seen Jesus Christ. If they would bring Jesus Christ, Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad and put them up on 42nd Street underneath the Times Square Ball where they drop on Thanksgiving, I mean on New Year's, and let all the people that gather up there like they see New Year's come in and put Muhammad up there, put Jesus up there, put Abraham up there, put Moses up there, and tell them to tell you who is who. They could never tell you because they have never seen any one of those prophets. How foolish are we to be motivated and geared like wild animals over a picture of a person that you ain't never seen a day in your life? That's nonsense. The shaitan has to be hitting that kind of mind, hitting that kind of movement. So the Imam said, there is only one way for the Muslim. That is to be right. He says, if you are not ready to uphold what is right, to be clean, to be honest in your heart, then you are not wanted in the Muslim community. I don't care what color you are. The Imam said, if you have a double mind, a mind that wants to do wrong in the name of God, you are of the wicked. You are the devil or the servant of the devil. And you are not fit to be among the Muslims. He said there are certain principles that God has established in the Quran that overrides everything else. There are clear teachings in the Quran that establish what is right and what is wrong. Anything else that one may hit or intimate with his or her own devilish mind is clearly condemned by what is established in the Quran. The righteous have no way out of what has been established for the believer. But the wicked always has a way out. You know, Muhammad said, but the wicked always has a way out. The wicked refuse to conform to anything except their own looseness, lawlessness, and corruption. You know, Muhammad says, we must understand that God is all good, and he will not accept anything offered to him unless it is good. Don't fool yourself thinking you're doing something for God and you're doing something wrong. God doesn't accept that. We should not fool ourselves and take up the ways of the wicked way. We are going to advance our cause by any means necessary. That is not the way of the God-fearing. You hear that? You are any means necessary people, in the way necessary people to call yourself Muslim. The email said, that is not the way of God-fearing. That any means necessary. We are going to advance our cause by any means necessary. No. The email said, that is not the way of the God-fearing. We cannot use any means necessary. We have to use the means that God has made acceptable. Those are the only means we can accept. After all, what is the purpose? Please listen to the wise one, the leader. Imam Muhammad said, after all, what is the purpose of learning right from wrong? If we can do anything in the name of right, what is the purpose of learning how to be right if we are not going to live that way? Are we just going to know right and then do wrong in the name of right? That is ridiculous. Imam Muhammad said it is important for people to understand that there are many different kinds of Muslims. Please listen, Muslim world. Imam said it is important in Christian world and Jewish world. Imam said it is important for people to understand that there are many different kinds of Muslims. You have the orthodox Muslim and the unorthodox Muslim. There is the proper Muslim and the notorious Muslim. The sane Muslim and the insane Muslim. There are many different kinds of Muslims. But we must understand that everyone who stands out front claiming to be a Muslim representative is not necessarily a Muslim. He said, believe me, there are just as many divisions in terms of quality among Christians as there are among Muslims. How many people know that Hitler was an avowed Christian? The fact that there was a man, Hitler, who committed terrible atrocities and evils against the people that will weaken his country should not be cause for us to now look unfavorable upon Christianity. We can't look unfavorable on the Jews because they're the Zionist, militarist, expansionist war machine in the Middle East called Israel. They have brutalized a weak and helpless people with the great arms, great strength, and support they have received from our nation, America. They have used their strength unwisely and savagely against unarmed and weak people. Israel has put them out of their homes into nothing more than prison camps. If some Jewish people behave unseemly, we are not to judge all of them. by the behavior of the radical among them, the Jew is to be respected for his merits. Muslims are not to look to the faces of people. Muslims are those who follow God, and God has set the way for us. He says in the Holy Quran that he looks not to our faces, but to our deeds. Thus, we must be the same. If anyone does a good deed in correcting the problem that is causing a difficulty and strain in the good life of society, and it affects us as well as it affects other citizens, we must stand with them. I hope the Middle East Muslim, Far East Muslim, the foreign Muslim that comes in this country and want to come and try to overpower this good nation that God blessed us to be born in as African-American descendants of slaves, please listen to the one that God raised up to teach this religion right to the greatest nation on the face of the planet Earth. And when they heard this coming from the son of Elijah Muhammad, they bowed and said, Imam Walter D. Muhammad, he is the American Imam. Huh? Imam said, not only will we be helping the Muslim life, but we will be helping the society as a whole. That is my position. Imam said, that is his position, and I don't beg anybody to join me. God is company enough for me, but I wish we all could be together. This is the son of Elijah Muhammad, a man that stood up in America on the defense and promoting freedom, justice, and equality for his African-American brothers and sisters that belonged to the tribe that were called niggers, monkeys, apes, baboons, all kind of names. He was born from those people. And he stood up in a time not far from physical slavery. And he met a man that came from the Far East, came from India, named Farad Muhammad. And he told Honorable Muhammad, said, look, your people is a great people when they was in Africa, and Islam was their religion. And they became compatible with one another, and this is the reason why we have the association of the community of Imam Walter D. Muhammad, that Imam Alpha Muhammad is a representative of in his own rights, and I support him. Because it is the religion that Imam W.D. Muhammad was blessed by God to bring, that he gave to all of the children of Adam. The religion that he said that he established in the hearts and souls of all the prophets, and especially the last prophet, Muhammad. And that this is the religion for all humanity. And he chosen, he have perfected it, and he give to us this day the religion of Islam. And I want to thank Imam Alpha Muhammad for taking the stand that he has taken. And I support you, Brother Imam. And I know that there are other right-minded, good-hearted brothers and sisters like myself that see the work that you are doing and trying to do to bring about this here kind of understanding to the lost foundation of Islam. We ain't lost, and we're not found no more. We know where we're at, and we know where we're going. God is the one that found us. God is the one that have never let us be lost from him. It was people that tried to make us lost from God, but God have intervened in the lives of a people that were made slaves, of people that were put down, of people that were disrespected, especially about their intellect. And they are still trying to disrespect black men of America, intellect. We can see that in how they treat our president, President Obama, how they disrespect this highly intelligent black man. They can't do nothing with it because he have an intellect and he believes in God. He's a Christian, and I accept that. I accept that. I heard him say he's a Christian. But what kind of Christian is he? He's the kind of Christian that Jesus Christ, that they say Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ, the nature of Jesus Christ was such that he took a lot of abuse. He took a lot of abuse. He took a lot of mistreatment. But he was faithful. Yes, sir. But he was faithful, and he was obedient to the one true God that he knew that created him. And so it is. Brother Joseph, you trying to say something? Brother Imam?
Oh, wow.
Brother Imam, after Muhammad?
Yes, I'm here. let's see how we can.
Assalamu alaikum, buddy man.
Yes, buddy man.
Buddy man? Yes, good to hear your voice, buddy man. I thought I heard you in the background. This is, we have with us for a group. I know he's busy. He just came in. He just came in. Brother Mel, before the show ends, is there anything that you would like to say
to the people, Brother Mel? Yes, sir.
Brother Mel.
Yes, sir. I'm available.
Yes, sir. So what,
Brother Mel? Yes, sir. Did you need me for something?
Brother Mel, I can hear you. Is that something you want to say to the audience, Brother Man?
Yes, sir, Brother Man.
I don't know
what
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Brother Man?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Is there anything you would like to say to the audience before we close
sir,
out? We
no,
only
sir.
Have.
This is your program, sir.
Thank you very kindly. Yes, sir, Brother Man.
Look forward
yes,
to seeing
you
tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'll talk to you later. So, dear beloved people, that was our beloved Imam Alpha Muhammad, hardworking man. I know he had called me earlier and told me he was tied up in meetings. He always trying to make a better way for us as a people, and especially behind the leadership of the Imam Wafidi Muhammad. Those who have listened to me, you have been listening to a new Imam Alpha Muhammad ministry, Religion in a Lie, A New Mind for Islam in America, and for the whole world behind the leadership of Imam Wafidi Muhammad. I have been the co-host. My name is Mubashir Akhtar. I live in Brooklyn, and I attend Masjid Abdul Musa Khalifa under the leadership of Imam Abdul Rashid. So, dear beloved people, we can be heard 7 days a week, from Monday to Saturday. You can call this number, 805-727-7013, and you can participate. You can call in, you can ask questions, you can make comments from Monday to Saturday. And on Sunday, from 3 to 5, you will be blessed to hear a public address from our beloved Imam Alpha Muhammad Ministry, Religion Mean a Lie, A New Mind for Islam in America and for the whole world. Imam Alfred will be given a public address every Sunday, and that is the only time we will not be receiving any calls or questions or comments. But other than that, you were free to call in and ask me a question anytime that we are on. Other than Sunday, you can call in and you can participate and you can ask questions about what you hear me say, or what you hear Imam Alpha Muhammad say, or what you will hear Bill Muhammad say, or anyone that come on the show. We're open for your suggestions. We're open for your comments, and we're open for your ideas of how you see things, especially how we can make this great United States livable for all people, and especially those that of us that recognize how precious this message of concern is. And when the email says to us through this message of concern, he says this to the whole world, because the email to kings and rulers around the world, they read this message of concern because they buy the Muslim Journal. And that's another paper that you should be interested in getting. And that is the Muslim Journal. And you should support the mosque as under the leadership of the Imam's son, Wallace D. Muhammad II. But this message of concern, the email said, what would happen if people were sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man, a savior for the world before them? What would this do to the minds of the world's children? What would happen to the world's children put on the figure of a particular race presented pitiful and pain, the savior of all men? He goes to the Quran, Surah 3, verse 64. Say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we wish none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. And then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslim bound to God's will. Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only man, mortal from the mortal, he Allah created. And this is a message
that goes out to all of those people who think that God is in the image of a white man or a black man or a brown man or a red man or a yellow man. God is not in the image of no human flesh-bodied people. God do not dwell on this earth as a flesh. He is the one that created the flesh. It was the creator, God Almighty, the creator. He created the white man, the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man. And he says that he created the whole human race for one thing, and the genes that is in us for only one thing, and that is to worship him. So we are not to lift up our images and tell the people that God is in this particular skin color. And if we don't bow to this particular skin color, that God going to punish us. No, that's not. That's your God. That's the false God. We believe in the real God. The real God that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between. The one that said, who can explain all of this craziness or this misery that's going on in the world? Who can explain this better or better than the one that has been around for all periods of time? It is the one that began it. That begin this here. He is the one that's been around for all periods of time, and that is the one that is given to us in our holy book by the proper name of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised and glorified is he. Jesus Christ is not God, never have been, never will be. Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, never have been, never will be. Muhammad is not God, never have been, never will be. Muhammad is not the Son of God, never have been, never will be. Moses is not God. Moses is not the Son of God. Abraham is not God. Abraham is not the Son of God. Never have been, never will they be. They are only righteous prophets and messengers of God in obedience, devout obedience and servant to the one true God, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. I say to you, one God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified. For dear beloved people, I want to thank you once again. And you can join us tomorrow from 6 to 7:30, where we will have an outstanding imam with us from Atlanta, Georgia, Brother Bill Muhammad, that he said he wants to share something with us. I'm anxious to hear, because he's a hardworking brother. He has a great knowledge of the leadership of Imam Wahdat Deen Muhammad, the vision of Imam Wahdat Deen Muhammad, and what Imam Wahdat Deen Muhammad's whole heart, soul, and body, and mind was spent in trying to get the African American descendants of slaves at West, and as well as the whole world to see that there is only one creator, one creator, that one creator, and he is the one that we should bow. And he's the one that we should give all of our undying love and care for. Because if it wasn't for the God that created us and the rest of humanity, we would not be here. So we thank you for listening. We pray to Almighty God that you have gotten something out of this talk. And we will be with you once again tomorrow with religion, meaning line, the ministry of Imam Alfred Muhammad, a new mind, a new mind. A new mind for Islam in America and for the whole world behind the leadership of Imam Wahdat Deen Muhammad. I thank you and I greet you in peace that was brought from all the prophets, from Adam to the last of the prophets, to the human humanity of Assalamu Alaikum. May God peace be upon you. Thank you for listening.